Jeremy Zedek is the public information officer with the Alaska Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. He explains that Team Rubicon is heading to Kotlik in order to offer support rebuilding damaged property.
To help the community with their cleanup efforts, mucking out homes, doing minor repairs, and restoring access to different parts of the community that are blocked by ice.
The contingent of volunteers was supposed to fly today, but bad weather kept them grounded. The Rubicon group will be staying at a church in Kotlik, preparations for which were made by Red Cross staffers who have been on the ground for almost 2 weeks. The state of Alaska relies on Red Cross personnel to do much of the immediate assistance and relief work following disasters. Laura Spano is the communications manager for the Red Cross in Alaska and says the organization coordinates with government officials during crises.
We were the first, in Kotlik and able to be on the ground and offering that assistance, but we have been side by side with the state through it.
Two people were initially dispatched to Kotlik by the Red Cross and two more to Stebbins. They worked on damage assessment, casework, and support services, as well as bringing in water and supplies from across the state. Spano says the Red Cross also dispatched a crisis counselor.
Now we're actually sending a disaster mental health worker out to Stebbins, both for the people that are affected by disaster and our staff that's out there. And we did hear some reports coming back that, maybe that it was a good idea to get someone mobilized quickly and sent out to Stebbins. So that is what we did.
The relief effort in Western Alaska has involved multiple state agencies using different timetables. In Kotlik and Stebbins, the Red Cross has been the first responder while the state makes longer-term plans for helping the communities recover what was lost in the storms. Zedek says the Department of Homeland Security is currently setting up a phone line for residents in disaster-affected zones to call for help navigating state resources. In Nome, Alaska, I'm Zachariah Hughes.